go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. It is with great pleasure, I'm able to say, joined as we have the high honor of being each week by our friend, colleague at the Center for Security Policy, Senior Fellow Kevin Freeman. He is the author of two best-selling books, Secret Weapon and Game Plan. He is also the incipient star of a new television program entitled War Room with Kevin Freeman that will be featured shortly at The Blaze TV. So it is with great expectation that we have him aboard to talk about his area of expertise, which is economic warfare. And you can follow his work on all of that at globaleconomicwarfare.com. Kevin Freeman, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Thank you, Frank.
Kevin, I was just talking a moment ago with our friend Robert Spencer about what is being done in the way of kind of information operations against him and others of us who have had the temerity to stand up and describe accurately, truthfully, the threat posed to us by this phenomenon of Sharia supremacism. You, when I mentioned it to you off air, said, well, wait a minute, actually, this is economic warfare. Expand on that thought, if you would.
Well, absolutely. We have enemies of the United States, those that want to implement Sharia around the world, and they have policies and they have economic pressure. If Robert Spencer has been labeled a hate group by the FPLC, then they put economic pressure on the providers of everything for him. PayPal in this instance, but it could be his internet provider. It could be his mortgage loan provider at some point. This is pure economic warfare. In this particular instance, the company PayPal is siding with jihadists to silence someone who is exercising his free speech rights and trying to protect America.
Apparently, they have recanted, but others are seeking to do the same by essentially demonetizing, I guess, his operations by giving him a poor placement on the Google search engine and YouTube and so on. This is not being done just by the Islamists, we should be clear, and I think you've suggested that implicitly, at least, Kevin Freeman, but by their friends on the left, which is really the fulcrum on which much of this is being done these days, at least inside the United States, it seems to me.
Well, it's all tied to the whole what we saw in Charlottesville and the inability to point out that there are problems on the left as well as the right. This all goes back to what Rich Higgins talked about in his memo that got him fired, that this is a push. It's George Soros, it's the Islamists, it's the extreme hyper-left, and it is all intended to silence any opposition.
Let me ask you, Kevin, you've written at globaleconomicwarfare.com about the August market makers, or damagers, I guess is a more accurate way of describing it, some of the turmoil going on around the world that seemingly is beginning to erode some of the ebullience of the stock market of late. Give us a sense, Kevin, of both what some of these factors are and whether this fits an ambition on the part of China to exploit some of these things to our great detriment.
Well, it goes back to the book Unrestricted Warfare that we talk about a lot, that was written in 1999, that says a single man-made stock market crash is a new concept weapon. And I've documented throughout the past couple of decades where external forces have been applied against our stock market, either prior to an election or for whatever purpose, to bring damage to the United States as a weapon. And I wrote that August may not be so calm, and we listed a number of things. Half of those things are political, and the other half are national security issues. And so when I walk through the list, whether it's Iran missile deployment or the North Korea weapons test or the conflict in the Middle East or collapse of Venezuela or China or cyber attack, you can see that these are all tied. our enemies understand that the importance of the stock market, and if we had a crash in the stock market, it weakens us. The Chinese are fully aware of this, and they've applied these levers before, and they've threatened us with this lever before.
Kevin Freeman, let me ask you about the Chinese. You mentioned as one of the possible factors impinging upon our prosperity is problems with China's debt. I've had people who are in the know who are very much involved in this effort on the part of the Trump administration to, shall we say, incentivize the Chinese to cooperate on at least North Korea, if not on, you know, the trade balance and so on, that we could cut off their access to the global capital markets at will and greatly intensify the problems that they're currently facing with their economy and debt and so on. Is that correct as you see it? And how great is our vulnerability, you know, to a similar kind of efforts on their part?
Well, they are China is the largest holder of foreign treasury, holder of debt, of our debt. And they've applied that weapon before, and they've threatened to use it before.
Meaning dumping those assets.
You dump $3 trillion onto the market, and you watch the market for U.S. Treasury bonds collapse. And, you know, it creates all kinds of problems for a nation that, like ours, it's $20 trillion in debt. So we are very vulnerable. They are likewise vulnerable, but they have been working diligently to remove their vulnerability. So they have exited from a lot of the Western financial system structure that most nations are dependent upon. They have looked for exit points, whether that's to create their own bank to replace the IMF or to create their own China payment system to replace the Western system known as SWIFT. So they're aware of their vulnerability. The problem that they face underlying all of this is they took a mercantilist approach to developing their economy, which was very export-driven, and they undercut. They've been stealing intellectual property for decades, and literally they've been taking over market share in a mercantilist fashion. The net result of it is that you come to the edge of the growth where you can't continue to do that. The rest of the world doesn't want any more of your goods. You create a massive deflationary push, which we've seen, and your internal consumer is hampered. There's very little internal consumption in China relative to their size. So bottom line is they're very vulnerable. They've done it with a lot of debt recently. And we could apply levers on them. The most powerful lever, perhaps, is to stop their theft of our intellectual property. So the president's initiative, I think, is the right one there. I don't know a full-on financial war where we cut them off, they cut us off, would be successful. It would certainly damage them. It would damage us a great deal as well.
Yeah, mutual assured destruction, perhaps. Let me ask you, Kevin, in this regard, there certainly is talk about the Chinese having the capacity to go their own way, shall we say. How does the Saudi Aramco deal play into this? Are you seeing signs that the Chinese intend to take a big position with respect to those assets that the Saudis are going to put on the market in a new IPO?
Well, this is something that we need to wake up to. The Saudis always position themselves with a geopolitical purpose in mind, whether it's their purchase in Hollywood so that they can control the international narrative or their purchase into Aramco. Absolutely, they have been in contact with the Saudis. They know that they need oil and energy, and they'll apply that economic lever throughout the Middle East. They're doing it in Africa and everywhere else. So I don't have any question. I don't have any specifics on any role they may play in Aramco, but of course they are. That is their nature, and that's exactly how they operate.
We'll be right back with more with Kevin Freeman of GlobalEconomicWarfare.com right after this.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.